Hello, welcome again. Let us understand and learn from chapter number 5. And the chapter is about artificial intelligence use cases and case studies in banking. As we are going through about uses of artificial intelligence in BFI sector, let us do some more understanding in banking. So banking and finance sector is rapidly advancing artificial intelligence to improve their efficiency. They want to be more efficient. Service, the better customer service, productivity, and reduce cost. That's the aim of this industry, is why to use artificial intelligence. So understanding customer journey and deliver hyper-personalized offers and experience is critical to enhance customer engagement, retention, loyalty, and profitable growth for the institution. So these are basically their objective. They want to deliver hyper personalized offers, better customer experiences. They want to engage more customers, acquire more customers, retain them, make them loyal customers, and grow their business, grow their profits. That's what they want AI to be used for. So some corporate and investment banks are using artificial intelligence at scale, at a bigger scale, and reaping benefits, while some much of the industry lags behind these banks. So many banks are using some other system like BCOS system, bespoke system at small scale, and that are inherently less productive. Bankers often see areas across the front desk, middle, back office as too complex to match machine learning. Few of them, they think so, but others are trying to implement it. So anywhere banking is becoming more popular, using mobile devices has become a norm, generating vast amount of banking transaction data. Now bank is not limited to the branch. Anywhere banking, you go anywhere, you will be able to bank. So banks are using artificial intelligence, machine learning algorithms along with statistical models to analyze this massive data which bank get, to understand customer sentiment, what are the customer behavior, emotions, even to the extent emotions through cognitive capabilities of AI, their sentiments, what they are looking at, their needs, their wants, in order to provide hyper personalized services. So AI can help the banks into these fields also. So banks and financial industry uses artificial intelligence to achieve better efficiency, reliability, productivity, faster speed with several use cases. Since most of the artificial intelligence and machine learning models are basically not very, like, it's kind of a black box nature, lack of transparency and governance inhibits artificial intelligence adoption, because explanation and governance are a must. You should be able to explain the decision you took through AI. They must be able to explain and result of the algorithm more so in a banking and financial institutions, because these are more regulated and money is involved. So implementing this explainable AI, XAI, can solve increasing regulatory demands and enable fairness and audits on various dimensions, including race, gender, and income. So it's more explainable AI. So explainable AI tells how AI system reach outcomes, how they are able to give this kind of an output, what are the explanation reasons for that, this can be explained, and rational for these outcomes. So better explainability through XAI, explainable artificial intelligence models, helps and overcome issues of this transparency issue, like we say, black box nature of these models. So principles of XAI are that it should provide reason, it should give me a reason why for each of the decision, how you have come to this decision, what are the basics, fundamentals of reaching to this decision. So Excel will be able to explain, and this explanation provide a meaningful and accurate, and the system should not give unjust or fallacious results. So XAI therefore is not just about giving justification for a model decision. It explains each element, why, how it has come. Not only the solution, it's how basically they have reached to this conclusion. So each element of the solution process to include data, algorithm, model, and output. So AI, the explainable AI, is able to do this. So let us understand some example process where XAI can be implemented. Onboarding, if you want to onboard process, XAI provides a system for the eligibility check, whom to board, eligibility check. Are these risky or not risky? Risk management while maintaining transparency also. So onboarding process can be streamlined. Credit decisioning, if you have to give credit, that decision. So demand for XAI for the fair, governable and compliant AI framework increases due to increasing biased AI system and algorithms such as gender or race bias. So Akira AI, for example, one of the AIs, ensure that the system continue to perform as they were intended to, without inbuilt functionality of governance, audibility and maintenance. So this will help in credit decisioning. Risk management, using the historical structure and unstructured data. XAI helps the banks and financial institutions to track fraud and signs of potential malfeasance in advance. Forecasting, another area, because they will be able to forecast. So XAI forecasts the key insights into track the bank's performance. Like Akira AI provides accurate, dynamic and automated predictions. Very accurate predictions. This will help to make better decisions for supply chain management or customer churn. Various others applications also. Crime management, to fight against the banking crime such as money laundering and fraud, AI is used to provide insight to track and detect the suspicious activities and prevent them. So it's more effective, explainable AI even in crime management. Cash management, we just now in the last chapter talked about liquidity. Cash management. So artificial intelligence improves the cash management of the banks by predicting loan demand, payment speed, ATM requirement, by analyzing the historical data of cash to build models that predict cash availability. Is cash is available at the right time for the right person? So these insights enable banks to have the right amount of cash on hand in time, at right time, at the right place. So AIS can help in cash management, very, very important function of banking industry. It's all about money, it's all about liquidity, cash management is. So XAI use cases in banking and finance, we have somehow again in a this form, let us understand, it will enhance the customer experience, it will help me for a better loan underwriting, avoid risk customers, investment management, when it comes to investment products, XAI can be giving more better advice for investment management, compliance and governance, regulatory requirement, XAI or AI can certainly help me to be better compliant and better governance. Credit scoring, we have already talked in the last chapter in detail about credit scoring. So XAI can give me better insight about the credibility of the customer. Risk management, of course, everything is help me to manage the risk properly. And of course, again, a part of risk management, fraud detection. So these are some of the use cases of XAI, explainable artificial intelligence in banking and finance. So let us now understand more in detail about when it comes to loan underwriting, how XAI can help in loan underwriting. It will automate the credit checks. It will automatically give me the credit profile of the person, whether this person is suitable for giving loan or not. Predictive modeling, fraud detection, whether somebody is trying to do a fraud by taking a loan and not returning it. So if I am able to detect, I will certainly put him off. Customer segmentation, which kind of a customer, which age group, what kind of an incomes they have, those to be given, or they do not fraud, I'll not say what, they do not miss their EMIs. Automated loan approval. So this all XAI help in loan underwriting. In investment management, it's all about investment. So XAI can help me in analyzing market trends. Very, very important function. Everybody look into from the past data, what exactly is going to happen in the future. Identify investment opportunities. This, if you are able to track or analyze or predict market trends, you will be able to identify investment opportunities and help your customer to make quick, good returns. Managing investment portfolios. The current portfolio is good, or current portfolio needs some changes. So AI can help me in that also. Predicting market volatility. Market volatility means market may go up, down. Higher the volatility, higher the risk. So if my AI model can predict, the people can take advantage of them, and then they can adjust their portfolios accordingly. Customer service, I think we have discussed in detail. Chatbots and virtual assistant can help customer 24/7, 365 days for all their queries where they're looking at. Transaction completion, insight analysis, all this will enhance the customer experience. Compliance, again another issue in banking when it comes to regulation. So real-time monitoring, automatic risk management, streamlining regulatory compliance, enhancing customer due diligence. So these are some of the things in details we have now elaborated about the use cases XAI in banking and finance. Fraud detection, credit scoring, risk management. In fraud detection, how XAI is going to help? Real-time transaction monitoring. They monitor each and every movement, each and every byte, each and every input is being monitored. And if anything like serious, anything issue of concern, flag will be raised, red flag will be raised. Behavioral analysis, how people are behaving, may lead to some fraud detection. Pattern recognition. Risk management, customer behavioral analysis, how customers are behaving in current scenario, in the past, in up market, in down market, in financial crisis, in health crisis, how customers have behaved. Monitor market trends, identify economic trends, predict credit risk. Now this is something very economic trends to be analyzed. It will help me to manage the risk. Credit scoring, I think we have talked in detail in the last chapter. So analyzing credit history, examining spending patterns, consider social media activity. It's very, very important. Like currently you will find that credit uptake is increased a lot. Personal finance, RBI has raised a concern. I'm talking about the current phase of economy. So banks can help, get lot of help from XAI in terms of all these things which involve lot of risks. So benefits of XAI, it will streamline the compliance. It will help me to improve my decision making. Yes, it will. It will improve the risk management. The bank can enhance the customer experience. You will be more effective, efficient, and of course, enhance security. So XAI in banking and finance, these are the benefits I think we have covered in detail. And I hope you now understand it, how these vital functions are important for the bank and how XAI, artificial intelligence, can further enhance these robotic process automation. With robotics, the mundane, labor-intensive, rule-based, repetitive tasks across banking sector can be automated using simple software bots. Very, very simple. So robotics basically replacing the humans. So by implementing pre-programmed rules, software bots automate higher volume business process to optimize cost. It will be automated, it will reduce cost. Improve operational accuracy. Your operational will be increased. Operational accuracy will be much, much better. And assure improved talent management. So robotics can certainly help the banking industry to better to do. Most significant advantage of RPA is that they function on top of application to smartly mimic all human actions. It's like you are talking to a virtual human being at the primary user interface levels. Bank can use artificial intelligence capabilities to make RPA, automate the complex process that require even decision making. It's not like one-to-one, it's like thinking over it. Like when some data point we get as a human being, somebody put a query to us, what we do, we think over it, then give the answer. So robot can replicate the same kind of an output as we expect from the humans, or even say much better. So RPA use cases in banking. Of course, number one in customer service, it will help me to do the KYC done right, exclusion process opening, fund transfer. Financial products, when it comes to loan processing, credit card application processing, mortgage processing. So RPA can help me in that also. Data processing and verification, accounts payable, general ledger, bank reconciliation, in this dimension or area of banking also, RPA can help. So benefits of implementing RPA in banking, enhance productivity, your productivity will be increased as this will be available 24/7, 365 every time in the same manner. They will be more efficient. If you are available throughout, then certainly your scalability you will reach will increase. You are giving more accurate extraction information. Cost reduction, because the cost will be reduced by the RPA. Increased accuracy, they will be more accurate in giving the reply, solving the query, and they will be more dependent, better compliance and risk management, fraud detection, faster loan processing, 24/7 assistant, and improved data analytics. These are the benefits of implementing RPA in banking. So importance of customer experience. The customer experience in banking is important for two reasons. It's very, very important. I think I've highlighted so many times that this industry is customer centric. Customer need to be taken care properly with all his needs and wants to be taken care. So customer experience in banking is important, because customer experience is critical marketing strategy. Serva data from statistics shows that 93% of the organization, 93%, perceive customer experience as either a primary or a partial competitive disadvantage. You are able to compete with your fellow peers if customers are satisfied. Customers are more inclined for a better service rather than other things. So this data is certainly very, very, I think, an eye-opener for a lot of organizations who do not give customer experience an importance. So the better the customer experience, the more likely they are to remain loyal. Just take, replace yourself, you being a customer, with whom you will go and do business, or with whom you will remain, which kind of a bank. Certainly where you are happy, where your experience is good, where all your requirements are being taken care. So better the CX, the more likely they are to remain loyal to the brand or the institution, and more business can be taken, fetched from them. So customer experience therefore has the power to improve customer retention and reduce churning. And of course, it will also help not only in retaining, this will also help me to acquiring few new customers, because these customers are going to, by their word of mouth, speaks a lot about the current status of particular financial organization. So it's like somewhere it is written marketing strategy. Yes, it is. So recent developments in financial services industry, smart, savvy fintech competitors have entered the market. Competition. Strong competition these fintech organizations are giving to the banks. They're disrupting. They're called as innovator, or they're called as disruptors basically. The traditional customer relation, the traditional way of doing banking has been totally changed with fintechs coming into. So changing customer experience due to global digitalization include 24/7 self-service, lightning fast response, immediately response, and personalized experience across service channels and payment form, not generalized. What people are now expecting, that if I need something, it has to be more related to me, more personalized. So given the rising cybercrime, security and privacy are critical to customer trust. Stringent and complex regulatory compliance must be maintained to ensure a good reputation and avoid security breaches, fines and litigation. Spending cuts and shrinking budgets hinder the ability to properly maintain IT infrastructure, leaving them vulnerable and potentially impairing customer service. Currently, we are in a phase where lot of this spending in IT is being a little bit of area of concern in the Western world, as on date I'm saying. So it's a really may impact the customer, but they will not let it. So emerging trends of AI and customer experience, enhancing product and services with mobile app data, because everybody is now on mobile, we are able to get everything through that. So what basically they are looking at is how it is made more friendly. So customer self-service is one of the fastest growing banking customer service trend. Self-service, do your own, whatever you want, any data, any input, any query, it will be resolved. It will be given immediate 24/7, the response will be given. So customer now have the ability to fully assess the bank resources from their mobile device. So it's, I just said earlier, now banks are in our pockets. It's in our mobile. So mobile banking application have moved from nice to have to need to have space. It's a compulsion, I'll say, nowadays. And banks do not like love people coming to their branches because everything is automated. They know that the same thing can be done from their respective places also at any time. So mobile applications collect a massive amount of customer data. This data can be analyzed. So data analytic platforms and machine learning algorithms can help banks extract valuable information from this data, which banks can leverage to develop new products, optimize existing process, better empower customer, and improve the overall customer experience. So mobile applications, usage, the data, it is going to increase, help banks to enhance the customer experience. So other emerging trends in artificial intelligence in customer experience. Customer might not visit, I just said, might not visit. They are already started physical branches as frequently as they did earlier. Not required now, because everything is in your mobile app. Anything you want, any service you want, that can be done by banking app. So brick and mortar banks must reimagine what a physical branch of the future should look like. Trends include smartphone and tablets and other mobile devices loaded with banking app on display at the branches of the customer to feel the experience in the app in action. So you go to a bank, there will be these apps available over there in their own instrument, and you can feel it. You can get familiarized with those apps, and in turn you can make more effective use of it. Already lot of us are doing it. Capitalizing on the value of one-on-one face-to-face interactions, more customized to train customers, provide consultative services, not only just giving you one-to-one or what this input, that output, more kind of a consultation can also be done with AI platforms. So understand their specific needs and learn how to use technology. So ideally, the bank branch should offer both these functionalities as well as self-service option, community space, and advanced technology so that each customer can have a hyper-personalized banking experience that is specific to your unique needs. Advising services through in-house financial advisors who can provide guidance tailored to each customer need. So they can even provide advice. It's more concentration. As we do it by visiting or meeting a financial advisor, so AI can replace that. So using ML application like chatbots and mobile messaging for customer interactions. Automated onboarding. New customers can be boarded automatically if they just keep on feeding the required data or be given, the documents are being given, they will be automated boarded. I've done it recently, somebody want to do some transaction with a particular financial organization regarding his retirement. We did it onboarded without any human intervention. Support for digitalization and remote service, humanizing the digital. It's more like they are like virtually you're talking to a human being. Hyper personalization compared to standard personalization, it's more personalized, like it's like one-to-one, face-to-face. So which uses data analytics to deliver targeted marketing and sales messaging to different customer segments. You will get very, very personalized kind of an message, because how they come to know who you are, what is your requirement, it is all from the data which AI has analyzed. So hyper-personalization drills down to the individual customer by using a combination of predictive analytics, AI and machine learning to monitor the individual customer real-time usage data. Through this data, they're able to generate a kind of a very, very targeted approach. Greater transparency around data usage, proactive engagement, embedded banking. Embedded banking is an effective way to minimize consumer effort during the customer journey for financial and banking services need. So embedded banking, also known as embedded finance now, is a form of banking as a service in which banks white label their service for use by non-financial companies, particularly retailers. So computer vision application in banking. So computer vision technology enable customer or other machines to visualize and analyze digital images. For them, this image, it's a data, videos and other visual inputs. So in retail banking, commercial banking, insurance, the focus area like customer facial identification, it will help in fraud prevention, better customer experience. Take, you know your customer, it will again help in fraud prevention, customer experience. So this computer vision application certainly is of immense help in the banking industry. So I think, thank you very much for this chapter. I hope now you have got a good insight about BFSI, about AI and AI and BFSI. Thank you very much.